Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Ayin Hey, and we are on the last daf, the last amud here in the eighth parak of Kilayim. As we move into the last, the final parak of Maseches Kilayim, all about Kilay Begadim, but we'll get to there in a little bit. First, we are still Ayin Dal Amabe. So we have, if you remember, the six Sfeikus. The six doubts in halacha, three of them according to Beis Shammai, three of them according to everyone. The three that were just according to Beis Shammai were the tzlaf, right? The tzlaf, the caper bush. What is the status of the tzlaf? Is it a fruit? Is it a vegetable? And we mentioned three nafkaminas in halacha, kilei akerem, arla, meiser. So number one, the tzlaf, which, by the way, we discussed earlier, way back when, back on daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, the last daf of Parakarim Shacharav, we already spoke about whether the tzlaf, Beis Shammai says it is Kilayim Bekarim, because he's Machmir, while the Beis Hillel says it is not Kilayim Bekarim, it's considered a tree. And a tree, if you remember, is not Kilayim in the Karim, so we already had a Machlokas there back on daf Nun Gimel, about the tzlaf. Number two was the Kli Neser, some type of kli that's made of some type of chalk mineral. Does it have the status of kli cheres or not? Which, as we know, has unique halachas in the world of tumah v'tahara. A kli cheres is the only kli that cannot become tahar. If it becomes tameh, it becomes tameh mi bifnim. If something hangs in it, not by touching, unique halachas of a kli cheres. And the chuldas hasanoim, that was why this is here. This was the type of animal that we weren't sure if it was a sheretz, it was a chaya, right? So those were the three sveikos according to Beis Shammai. And then we have the three according to everyone. We have the pola mitzri, the Egyptian bean. Is it a seed? Is it a vine? And what we are up to now, androgynous ba'adam, and koi b'chaya b'divrei akol. The koi, we're not sure if it's a chaya or a behema. As we said, the two nafkaminas, chelev, and kisui hadam, and androgynous. Androgynous is itself a fascinating topic discussed in many different areas. It's a classic minchas chinuch creation. It's not. Minchas chinuch did not create androgynous, but he's the one that, made it minchas chinuch aleph. He's the one that, the type of questions that would be asked, about an androgynous. But androgynous is a suffix. Safek isha, or birya bifnei atzma. Whenever we have an androgynous, the halach is always be machmir by the mitzvah, but don't make the bracha. So, for example, an androgynous, a bris mila. You do a bris mila, but without a bracha. Androgynous blowing shofar, according to the ones that you wouldn't make a bracha on his van grama. So, androgynous always comes up in terms of the safek cases. The Rav Chaschidach quotes androgynous in mitzvah aleph. Again, this is a classic androgynous related comment by the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Aleph is about Periv Rivia in the Sefer Chinuch. Perivu, so we know you have to have a boy and a girl. According to Beis Hillel, what we paskin, like Adam, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, not like Beis Shammai, who says you have to have two boys. You learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Minchas Chinuch on Mitzvah Aleph, he says, and what happens if you have an androgynous? Is it possible that you could be Yotzei Peruvu? Because it's a little bit ish, a little bit isha, a little bit boy, a little bit girl. That's his, at least he quotes that idea. Mikabakam Zevada ain't svar the name of the androgynous Levad Yossi de Chovaso. He at least writes that. He says, I'm not going to say you're Yotzei just an androgynous, but he at least has to say it. The Habile Benubas, the Xeris Akazavu Sheyilu Shnei Gufim Sheruuyim Laholid. Because you have to have two people, two bodies. Right, that are roi to have their own children. Vizel rak guf echad, an androgynous is only one guf. Achim hold an androgynous who bas efshad the yatsa. What if you have a girl and an androgynous? So maybe you are yotzi, the androgynous who zachar, vadai, gamkein, veroi laholid. Vadai yotzi de chovaso. Achim yishlo ben va androgynous, after androgynous who gamkein, vadai bas, become akamein a roi laholid, kabas rak ben, can't have a child. The efshad tak pita torashi, ruin laholid, kaderach haaretz. Kamosha kasav nu lael. Okay, then he quotes androgynous as another sheet that birya bifnei atzma, but this is androgynous is always a fun topic to discuss whenever one goes to a siyum on Seder Zraim, the last parak of the Bikurim. You know, often it is talked about. Okay, last one. Reb Chaim ben Abar Ukva Amar the Amatroxin or the Amatroxin. What's the Amatroxin? Amatroxin is in the first Beis Hamikdash they had a wall in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim, known as the Amatroxin. It was an Amathik. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the ceiling was much higher. And therefore, the there couldn't be a wall. You couldn't make the wall thicker so it could stand, because you're not allowed to change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash without a nevuah, based on a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. So you had to keep it as skinny as the Amatroxin was, because you couldn't take up any more space. But it couldn't stand if it was so skinny and much taller. So instead they made curtains. They made two curtains, one at the outer edge and one at the inner edge. And now the question becomes, what's the status of that middle area? One, it was a wall. There's nothing to talk about. It was a wall. But if it's a curtain, so inside, you don't know what the status. Does it have the status of the Heichal, or does it have the status of the Kodesh Kodashim? That's the question. Look in the Mara Folda. Amatraxin, Nami Safik, Ikilachutz, Ikilufnim, Lebes Kodesh HaKadashim. Does it have the status of Kechal or Kodesh Kadashim? Mao Amatraxin. What is Amatraxin? Reb Yona Butsraya Amar, Shrikson. Shri is inside, Son is outside. So Ma Bivmi Bifnim, Ibachutz. Is it like inside, is it like outside? That's the, what Amatraxin, means, that so we're not sure. If you look, this is also discussed in Baba Basra, Dav Gimel, in the Bavli, and the Tosfos there also discusses what the word means. Traxin, Omar Abenu Tam, Ditarak Have Kamo Truki Gale Brachas, Visin Have Sinai, Klomar, Shayam Mafsik Visoger Es Haluchos, Shenitnu Besinai, Shayam Munachos Ba'aron Shayam Bevis Koji Akadashim. Tosas first day about Basra Dav Gimel. Traxin is protection and cover of sin, Sinai, of what was given at our Sinai, meaning the Luchos. That's the first day of what Traxin is. V'yesh b'farshim, Traxin, Pnim v'chutz. Like the Yerushalmi says here. Sha'osa ama ha'yasasafik imukudeshes pinim v'chutz l'kacha yisham shtei parochas k'damina b'yoma, like he goes to the Gemara Yom in the Bavli Daf Nun Aleph, which is the same Gemara here. Interesting, what are those 2 days of Tosfos? Whether Traxin is inside outside, or Traxin means Traxin, protect and cover Sinai. So maybe, I think we quoted this a week or two ago, maybe, again, it might just be a language issue, but maybe if you want to give it a little lumdus, maybe it relates to the Machlokas Rambam Ramban about the essence of the Mishkan and the essence of the Beis HaMikdash itself. According to the Ramban, if you remember, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was all about a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Rabban says that in the beginning of Truma, and he says that at the beginning of Shmos. It's about being mamshich, this Har Sinai experience, taking it with us. The cloud of Har Sinai should rest to be the cloud of the Mishkan. Maybe that's one idea of Mishkan. While the Rambam tells us, the beginning of Beis HaBechira, that no, the Mishkan is about a place where Bnei Yisrael could go to bring karbanos and to gather and have an Aliyah Regel and the other mitzvahs. We use that to explain the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban in general. The Ramban often says that Kedusha comes from above, Har Sinai, while the Rambam says it comes from below. We spoke about that by Lashon HaKodesh. The Machlokas, why Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon HaKodesh. That's where this came up. So maybe those are the 2 days of Tosfos here, right? Traxin is about Har Sinai, like the Ramban. That's the second day of Tosfos, here, Baba Basra. Or is it, no, it's about, that's the first day, I'm sorry. And then the second day is, it's about inside, outside. Nothing to do with the base, with Har Sinai. But maybe that's the Rambam. Maybe. Just a suggestion, or else it's just a linguistic issue. So that's the Amatraxin and the curtain that was, the curtains that were there during Bayis Sheni. Continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi, 1 second, why was this a suffix? Right? We know from the Psukin. Min ma dechsiv, but from what the Pasuk says in Malachim. Right, the Psukim give the dimensions of the Heichal and of the Mikdash. Right, it was 40 Amos was the Heichal. So Hada Amra mi bifnim. So it gives the 40 dimensions of the Heichal, which is 40, and everything else is not included in Heichal. So doesn't that show that the Amatraxin measure is included in Kodesh Kodashim? It has the status of Kodesh Kodashim. Again, Lamayin Afkamina, maybe you could, some of the Avoda that was done on Yom Kippur, maybe it would be able to be done there, but the Eved, right, so in some way. Or the opposite, right, which Avoda is it? So Amar Le Rav Mana says, 1 second, you have that Pasuk from Malachim that you think proves that the Amatraxin is like Kodesh Kodashim, but I'll quote you a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that gives the opposite impression. Vayas es beis Kodesh HaKadashim, do you make the Kodesh Kodashim? Arko al pnei rochav abayis. I'll read the whole pasuk. Amos Esrim, v'rachbo Amos Esrim. It's a square, 20 by 20 Amos. Vayachapeu zahav tov l'kikarim sheish beyos, that you have to use a lot of gold to line the whole inside. So you see the measurements of the Kodesh Kodashim are given, excluding, it's 20 by 20, and that doesn't include the Amatroxin. So Hada Amra Mibachutz, that seems to say that the Amatroxin measure has the Kedusha of the Hechal, not the Kedusha of the Kodesh Kodashim. So that is why we had a suffix, because we're not sure exactly whether it has the status of chutz or panim. And again, this was only a nafkamina in the second Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, it was shorter, so you had a wall. So you couldn't do the avoda. There's a wall there. Only in the second Beis HaMikdash, where it was much higher, and therefore you could only use a curtain, not a wall. So that's why there was a question only during Bayis Sheni, not during Bayis Risha. Okay, we continue. Remember, we have all of the dimensions in Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh. For all of Batei Kodesh that we have had, right? The Mishkan is described in the Torah. Bayis Rishon is described in Sefer Malachim, right? In Paraches or so. Bayis Sheni is described in Mishnayis Midos. And Bayis Shlishi is described in Yecheskel. We just don't understand a lot of what Yecheskel is saying, but those are the different structures, and there are differences between the two. The one that's most commonly discussed in the Chazal is Bayis Sheni, right? It's from the Maseches Midos, and all the measurements and the 11 Amos. Let's say in the Azara, you have going from east to west. You have the first 11 Amos is the Ezras Yisrael, and then the next 11 Amos is the Ezras Kohanim. That's 22 Amos up until you get to the Mizbeach. Then you have the Mizbeach, and then you have the Me'achore between the Mizbeach and the Heichal, and then you have the steps going up, and then you have the Ulam, and then you have the Heichal, and then you have the Kodesh Kodashim. So a lot of those measurements are based on those Mishnayos and Maseches Midos. Okay, so those are the Sfeikos. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Shorbar Min Behema. So we had a Machlokas back in the Mishnah. We're back to Kilai Behema. Shorbar, the wild ox. That was a Machlokas. The Tanakhama said it's a Behema. Rabbi Yossi said it's a Chaya. Right, Machlokas. Rabbanan Amrin Mikahab. So why do the Rabbanan say that it is a Behema? Why Behema? Why does Rabbi Yossi say Chaya? So Rabbanan Amrin Mikahab Ivarak Letaman. Really, it's from here. It's from populated areas. It's a domesticated animal. It's just that the animal migrated to the deserts, and now it's out in the deserts. But really, inherently, it is a domesticated type of animal. That's why the Rabbanan say it's a behema. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ikare min taman have. No, Rabbi Yossi says, no. It's from there. That's where it came from. Again, historical machlokas. Sounds like a machlokas of Metzias, this one. This one a little hard to get out of. Or do you say, there's a certain percentage that was from here, and a certain percentage is from there, and the question is, how do you measure that in halacha? So you could always squeeze out some way to say it's a halachic machlokas, and not a Metzias machlokas, but this one's a little tougher. This one sounds like it's just about where the history of this animal started. Okay, Tana, we have another brisa. Shor im shor bar. So again, machlokas of Yossi in the Tanakhama, whether the shor bar is a behema or a chaya. So we have a brisa that says, the shor ma shor bar ain't no kilayim. It's not kilayim, the shor in the shor bar. So, not kilayim, delok Rabbi Yossi, must be against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who says it's chaya, this brisa says it's not kilayim with other oxen, so it must be that this brisa holds like the Rabbanan, that it's like a behema. To Rabbi Yossi, amar kilayim. Rabbi Yossi would say that it is kilayim. This shor bar, this wild ox, is kilayim with other domesticated oxen. So therefore, the brisa must be talking about, must be going like the shita of the Rabbanan. The ilun de mitargimin, those that give the targum of vitore bar veraminin. What does that mean? That's the pasuk in Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, where we have kashrus. And the pasuk tells us, v'dishon v'ta'o v'zomer, right, on those animals. So there's a couple of different targumin that we have, right? We have Unkelus, that's the most famous one. But we also have what's called Targum Yerushalmi. We have one that's called Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, who generally we see assume is not Yonasan Ben Uziel, right? Because the Gemara in Megillah talks about he was Megala, the Targum of Ksuvim, and he was going to do Nevi'im, but the Chazal said you can't, because it says or he gave Nevi'im and he was going to give Ksuvim, but that was going to give when the Mashiach was going to come. But we don't have evidence that he did a Targum of Torah. So we have a Targum that's called Yonas ben Uziel on Torah. So it's some other early Targum. But it probably is not Yonas ben Uziel. But this suggestion, maybe in the days of old, they also have flexibility in terms of what Targumin. Right? Temanim still in Shul have the Pasuk, and then they have a Targum that is said. So maybe there was some flexibility in terms of how you were Metargame certain words. So says the Gemara, if you have the Targum of those words in Parshas Re'eh, of Dishon Tova Zomer, if you're metagimid, Tore Bar, Right? Tori bar is what we're talking about. Shor bar. If you're metargim it like that, veraminin krabiosa. That would be saying it's like krabiosi, because that line is talking about chayos. That line in Parshas Re are talking about the kosher chayos. And if you say that shor bar is one of the, on that list, that like, that would be like krabiosi. That would be like krabiosi's translation. Okay. It's important to know also for Shai Mikra Vechatargim. Shai Mikra Vechatargim, you have to know the, we generally assume we have Unkelus. Unkelus, when the Gemara talks about in Maseches Brachos, that Kol HaMashlim Parshiyosev Matzibur, Marichon Lo Yamav Ushnosav, right, that's the, Unkelus is the one that counts for Shai Mikra. But, we know that if there's any, if somebody, the Shulchan Aruch says one should try to do, Unkelus and try to do Rashi also, right, the Yerei Shemayim does both of them. Again, if one is not on that, ready for that, so then we say any commentary based on Chazal, you know, might be able to be used as well, for the Targum. I always find it fascinating, I think I mentioned this in the past, how Rashi made it into Targum. Right, the Gemara says you have to be Mashal Parshiyos Matzibur, you have to do Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. So, okay, you understand, Unkelus was before the Gemara. Unkelus was from the Tanon. There are stories in the Gemara about Unkelus. Remember, Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, about Unkelus and the Mezuzah. So you understand that. But then we find in the Rishonim already that Rashi could count. How could Rashi count? Rashi lived hundreds of years after the Gemara. And all of a sudden the Rishonim say, you could use Rashi for your Targum. The power, the awesome power of Rashi in the, already in the days of the Rishonim. Rashi, you're allowed to be, use Rashi to be Yotzi a mitzvah in the Gemara. To be Yotzi a halach in the Gemara. Like, he jumped generations. Shows us the power of Rashi. Right? The Ramban calls him the Bechor. Right? Lo Mishpat HaBechorah. The Ramban in the Hakdamah to the Torah. Just shows us the power. Okay. That's just one halacha that reflects the power. Also, the number of commentaries that have been written on Rashi. Right? Nobody's even close. Right? Hundreds of commentaries that have been written on Rashi al HaTorah. The Ramban is in second place with like five. Right, or seven. But Rashi has 500 commentaries. So Rashi is magical. Okay. But let's continue. That's a little bit about Targum. Rabbi Ba Bar B'Shem Shmuel. Avaz im Avaz Midbar Kelayim Zebazeh. If you have a goose and a desert goose, so that's Kelayim with each other. Kelayim with each other. Avaz im Avaz Hayam. What about the goose with a marine goose? What's an avaz hayam? So that's what the not clear, but some type of marine animal with an avaz. So the question is, what's that question about? So cross breeding, cross working. So some say maybe the Marafolda says, oh yeah, it's like the question in Baba Kama. Baba Kama Dafnun Hey, right? What is that? Remember that case, the end of the fifth parak, the Rechava has a suffix. Hamanig, it's a humorous type of picture. Hamanig be'iza v'shibuta manhu. What happens if I have a wagon all against the water and I have a goat pulling the wagon and another string that's holding on to a fish in the water that's next to the wagon? So I'm pulling a wagon with a fish and a goat. Right? Is that the kilai behema? That's the question that's asked in Baba Kama Nunhei. So, and the Mara Fulda says, oh, that's this one here too. If you got a goose on land, and you have a terrestrial goose and a marine goose, you know, with each other. So, what's that question about? Those aren't capable of being put together. So some say the Gemara is the lashon there in Baba Kama. Mi amrinon kiven de'iza lo nachas bayam v'shibuta loch salak liyabasha. Each one of them is not going into the other one's domain. So then lo klum avid. What you're doing is meaningless. What does that mean? They're so in different worlds, then you don't even look at this as working something together. They're so far apart from each other. O Dilma, Hashem Yes Kamane. Gordy say, no, Lamaisa, you are, you know, pulling a wagon with two different animals. So which is it? So some say the Lamdas is, do you say it's the act of working? Or do you not say it's the act? It's kind of like, do you see these two animals as a unit? And if they're so far apart, maybe you can't see them ever as a unit. So, but that's a similar type of suffix. The Gemara here says, to answer in one of the directions that we just said, Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, to Bar Dalia, from Bar Dalia, V'lo Yadin Matana. He said to Brisa, I'm not sure how I said this in the name of. Or, the Marafolda says, I'm not sure if this was said Le'isser or Leheter. So either it's a suffix about who said it or what was said. And what was said? Kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma im b'shoa sheshteyem b'yabash atomer aser. If you have two animals that are both on dry land, you say aser. B'shoa She'echad v'yabasha v'echad v'yam lo kol shekein. If one's on dry land and one on the yam, surely what? So, pashup shot, surely it also should be yasser. If two animals that are somewhat similar, we see, are kilayim with each other. Right? So surely two animals that are totally different from each other, surely should be kilayim with each other, and therefore it should be usser. That's the pashup shot of the, how you read the Gemara, but again, there are other readings, as well. Good. Va'adam mutter im kulon lachrish v'limshoch. But the Mishnah said that there's no kilayim with a person. If a person is pulling a wagon with an animal, so there is no kilayim there. We had yesterday the Havamina about the Nachash. Remember the Ras Sirlio's discussion yesterday about the Nachash. Is the Nachash somehow connected to an Adam? And therefore I would have had a Havamina that there is no kilay behemah by a Nachash. And that's why the Gemara has to tell us on yesterday's daf that a Nachash is like a Chaya. So the Ras Sirlio spoke about that yesterday. But the Pasuk here says, Ksiv, lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. You cannot plow with an ox or a donkey together. B'shor v'chamor ein atachoresh, avala choresh es bishor im adam, bechamar im adam. There's no problem with doing it with a person, only doing it with two different animals. Hadron aloch, kilay akarim. So that was not such a long discussion of these dafim of kilay behema. We had kilay zron for three prakim, we had kilay akarim for three prakim, or so, maybe even more, and this kilay akarim parak, which we had a couple of the first beginning of the parak spoke about just comparing and contrasting different types of kilayim, and that we had various details in this parak. Now we get into the final parak of Maseches Kilayim, which is the kilayim that is most lamaisa, generally for most of us, and that's shatnas, what we call kilay begadim. Kilay begadim. The Rishonim discuss the kilay begadim iser. The me to read you one or two of the Rishonim, the Ramban or Rabbeinu Bachai. Chizkuni, the name of Gros Gadolos. Vayikra. The Ramban tells us in Kedoshim, Yutes, 1919 in Vayikra, the Ramban tells us. Again, the first half of the Ramban we've noted a number of times already in the Masechta, the Ramban about the acting like Hashem and creating your own beings and the cloning issue, right? That was the Ramban, the first half of the Ramban about Kilai Behema and Kilai Zroim. But here, Kilai, right? Kilai Begadim or not? So the Ramban just quotes the Rambam. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Mora Nevuchim. What's the reason for Shatnez? Mipnei Shahaya Bizman Ahu Beged Yadua Lekomre Baalik Shafim. The idolaters used to use a fancy special beged that they used to put on to do their necromancy or whatever they do. Shebahem ayu osim kol ma'aseihem. Va'amar shematzeh zekasa b'sefreihem. Ulefisha inyan gadol v'ratzui lahem ma'od. This was something very beloved to them. Sheyifalu bo pu'ul osam hayiduos to do their activities. Lo v'es gelilim l'shedim. Tarachik oso atara b'kal adam. Ki atara tavo l'mchos ma'aseihem ulehachid zichram. Try to uproot any type of vestige of Avodah Zarah. That is the Rambam, l'shitaso. The Rambam quotes about 50 mitzvahs that are all keneged anti-Avodah Zarah. This is one of them. And interesting here, the Ramban just quotes it without giving his own suggestion, unless you say the earlier piece was meant to cover that as well. If you look in the Chizkuni here in Yudalid, let me just find this one. I'm not sure if this one has the Chizkuni. I'm not sure. Check in the Torah Chaim, I think, has the Chizkuni. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai here in Vayikra, so he has a more expanded approach. And he says, "Okay, Nasalano Kilayim ki hu chibur shnei savo shem shnei hefachim." There's a symbol of wool and linen. Ein roi lachaber osam kein chibura ola yafe. Aval roi laharchikam zemizeh. Va'mafrish b'neim gorim shalom ba'olam. If you separate these two, there's a Kabbalistic idea, you cause shalom in the world. And then he says, skip a little bit, and then he says, maybe the problem was because at the beginning of time, there was a connection between these two. He says, Samru Pishtim, Lafisha Hanoladim Rishona, Karbanama Yet Samru Pishtim. Kain and Hevel. Zehevi Tsemer, Vizehevi Pishtim. Lakach Nasar Lano Chibur Hatsemer Vapishtim Yachtav. They didn't go together at the beginning of time. Lefisha chibur shnei bekerem echad lo ala yafek ki hay baze irbuv kochos hagorim lamashu hefek hashalom v'sofo chiach al tchilaso. So somehow again a Kabbalistic idea connected to Kayin and Hevel. Okay, if you look in just one final point, if you look in the Chizkuni here in Yutes, the Chizkuni says in. The Chizkuni says here, Begad Kelaim, Yesh Mefarshim, Hatam, Sheneesru, Lefi, and there's something that's going to come up in our parak, Shebigde Kahuna, Hayu Mitzemer Umipishtim. As we're going to learn, a number of the Bigde Kahuna were made out of Shatnas. Number of the Bigde Kahuna. Kidam Rabba Alma, Midashesh Kitna Tcheles Imra, Shesh is linen, Tcheles, that's mentioned in one of the ways that you make Tcheles is wool. Wool. Dumya, Dechele v'dam v'shemen amishcha v'ktora shenasru. Just like you're not allowed to use, make the shemen amishcha for anything other than usage of the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't burn the ktores for anything other. Shatnez is a mikdash thing, the Chizkuni says. This type of beged that was made is a Beis HaMikdash thing. And if you use it, it's like, t'havi le kemishtamish b'sharbito shalmelech. Fascinating. It's like you're using the begadim. This is Bigde Kahuna. Sure. So it's kind of the opposite of the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says you can't wear shatnez because, oh, it's like an Avodah Zarah beged. And the Chizkuni says, no, you can't use shatnez because it's a Beis HaMikdash beged. Right? Two opposite type of approaches. And then you have the Kabbalistic one mentioned by the Rebbe Nebuchai. Okay, so there's a lot here. Let's at least get a Haskalah. Eino Aser. Perek Eino Aser. Perek Eino Aser. Where's Perek Eino Aser? The last Perek of Kelayim. Eino Aser Mishim Kelayim El Etzemer Upishtim. Only materials that are Aser are wool and linen. Wool and linen. That's it. Linen is a flax plant produces linen fiber. Right? Linen and flax are the same. The flax plant produces linen fiber. And also, the Tzara'as of clothing is only Tzemer Upishtim, because the Psukim say that. So can say that in Vayikra. Va'beged ki yebo nekat saras va'beged semer o'beged pishtim. Number two. Ein ha-kohanim lovshim l'shamej v'mikdash ala semer o'pishtan. The kohanim only wear semer and pishtim clothing. Those are the materials that are made out of it, like sheish and bad. Bad is pishtim, and the barafol that goes through some of them. The ketonet, the hat, the mikbas, the ketonet, the shirt, the mikbas, and the mechnasayim, they're all made out of flax. The avnet, the belt, that's a machlokas tanoim, whether the avnate of a regular kohen is made out of shatnez or not. So it's a machlokas, whether this mishnah is talking about a regular kohen. If it is, so then it must be according to the opinion that the avnate had shatnez, or it's talking about the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol, the me'il was made out of all tzemer. But the other two, the choshen and the ephod, both had shatnez. The choshen, the ephod, and the avnate of the kohen gadol all had shatnez. Okay, so the Kohanim, all their begadim are made out of Semer Upishtim. Semer Gamalim, wool from a camel, Vitsemer Achelim, or wool from a sheep, right? Wool from a camel is not Aser Mishum Kilayim. Only wool from a sheep, right? So wool, if they get mixed, Shetrof and Zebazeh, but if you blended them together, why does it say blended and not mixed? Because if they're mixed together and they're still identifiable, there's no bittel there. Right, that's what the Mishnah Rishona says on Mishnah, on the Mishnah here. If you can see the shatnez, you got to take it out. But if let's say you have a blended beged, you can't see the shatnez. It was blended together. You have wool and wool. So it depends what the rove is. Im rove minat gamal mutter. If it's rove camel wool, that is mutter. The sheep wool is batel berove. Im rove minat rachel maser. But if it's a rove sheep wool, then it's aser mechsel mechsel aser. And if it's a half and half, then it's aser. There's no bittel. V'chein a canvas va'pishtan shetrof and zebazeh. Same thing with canvas. It's like something called hemp, and pishtan is something similar to flax and the linen. So also there you'd go by rove. Period. Hashirayin v'kalach ein v'mishum kelayim. Silk and kalach is another material. There's no kelayim there because that's not semeru pishtin. Aval asurim v'dei maris ayin. But it looks like semeru pishtin, and therefore it is asur mishum maris ayin. Maris ayin, not allowed to have that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yaradei and Reish Adiches, Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have to worry about this, because silk is much more common than it was in the days of old, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Tzadi Ches, Sif Aleph, there's no problem, there's no Marisayin today, by having the silk in any other begatim. And the Achronim on the Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the Pische Tshuva, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradeya there, Reish Tzadi Ches wonders, but don't we have the rule by Dinim Drabanan, even if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din still applies, Ava Bishabala Tam Lobat La Takana. So you got to work on that question. There is a rush. The tshuva. Sometimes if you have a din d'rabbanan that the rule is so obvious and everybody knows it, what the chashash is, so then it could be that when the chashash falls away, you know, most din d'rabbanan, it's not so obvious. The rabbanan made a din, but like the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying, there's 1,000 reasons for every din d'rabbanan. Right? 1,000. Even if one reason doesn't apply, the other ones do. But certain chashashos, like here, Marisayan. So it's only because if people would think that. But otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. Hakaram v'aksasim kilayim, pillows and mattresses. There's no kilayim. Why? There's two psukim by kilayim, which we'll have to get into. You're not going to wear kilayim. Kilayim isn't allowed to go on top of you. Ma'ale. So if you're sitting on kilayim, it's not a problem. Ubavachi lo ye besar no gebahen. As long as your flesh, as long as your body is not touching them. Why? Because if your body is touching them, so then it could be that as you sit on something, it's going to go a little up on you. And therefore, it is a problem. There is a discussion in the Mefarshim here. Besaro, are you wearing clothes? If you're wearing clothes, is this only if you're like naked? If your naked skin is on the kilayim, or even if you're in clothes, it would be a problem. So that's a question in the Mefarshim here. Ein arai lekilayim. There's no arai when it comes to kilayim. Even wearing kilayim for 10 seconds, right? Levishas arai shma levisha. To borrow the words of the Mefarshim here, right? Any type of levisha, even if it's a temporary levisha, is going to be, usser. Lo yilbash kilayim agabi asara. When it's allowed to wear kilayim, even on the top of 10 begadim, meaning even if you're not getting any hana, you have 10 shirts on, the top one is shan is, still you're not allowed to wear it. Afilu ligno v'samechas, even if you're wearing kilayim, because the situation is that you're going through the toll, you don't pay taxes for what you're wearing, only for what's in your suitcase. So I'm going to put on 5 shirts. So I'm not allowed to put on a kilayim even there, even to protect myself, to save myself from the taxes. And the Mefarshim point out here, based on the Gemara Baba Kama, it's talking about a case where the taxes are illegal. If the taxes are legal, then you got to pay the taxes. And that's Dina de Malchus Adina. Right? It's a case where there's an illegal type of tax that's being collected, so that's where there's something to talk about where there's no Dina de Malchus Adina. Good, a little bit more. You can't wear shanis together. I would think only wearing shanis. You can't even have shanis on you. If I only had don't, it shouldn't be on you. I would think you can't even put it in a knapsack. You can't put it in a knapsack and carry it on your back. Right? I would think that's on you. Silbash. Ma malbash miyucha davershu mahanes aguf. Just like wearing is where you got some physical pleasure. Af in li eladavershu mahanes aguf. So even if it's on you, it has to be a situation where you are going to get some hana'a from it. La'eza davar nemar lo yala alecha. So what is this pasuk teaching you? Some of Farshim say we just answered that question. So maybe we're worrying about the last word. Alecha. You don't need that word alecha. Rebbe Nicha, Bar Sacha, Rabbi Yochanan, Shir Rebbe Zeira, the following case. Shemaya Beged Gadol, Miksaso Yishbo Kilayim Umunach Baaretz. So Miksaso Einbo, Lo Yechasabo Mitzad Hasheni. Interesting Chiddush. You have a huge Beged. Half of it is on you, half of it is dragging on the floor. Only the part that's on the floor is shatness. Are you allowed to wear that Beged? No. Because the whole beged gets the status of shatnez. Even if the shatnez is only in a section of the beged, the whole beged gets the status of shatnez, and therefore you can't wear any of the beged. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time with Kilai Begadim, as we're in this last topic, the last week of the Masechta.